Hey everybody, Joe Casabona here. I'm gonna turn off the music. I'm not really feeling the music right now. I hope you're doing well. I'm a little bit early, and so I am going to do some quick checks to make sure this thing is live everywhere it should be live. So one is Twitter. If you are here, say hello in the chat. Let me know where you're coming from, why you're here, how I can help you. Let me know, because here's what we're talking about today. I'm renaming my podcast, but it's like a whole, it's an 8-year-old podcast. So it's a process. So I'm going to talk about that process here on the live stream. Everything that I am doing to make sure, we're going to hear some double audio here. I'm a little bit low. I'm going to turn this up. Turn my headphones up. So I'm going to talk about the whole process and what we need to think about as podcasters if we're going to do something like this. I'll get into like the origin story of why, not the origin story, but like the impetus, I guess is the right term. We'll get into like the impetus of why I've decided to rename my podcast. Okay, great. We're good on LinkedIn, Twitch. I assume we are also good on, again, for those joining, that's Twitter again. For those joining, say hello. Let me know where you're coming from. And if you have any questions for me.
I wish searching H&W would work.
Oh boy. Now I'm like streaming someone else's stream. Just, I hate that when you go to Twitch, there's just like a stream. Wow, latency is fantastic here. And then lastly, but most importantly, YouTube. Great. I'm there. I'm streaming.
And if you have any...
Everything's great. Okay, cool. So what I will do, what happens is here in live stream land, in Ecamm Live, if you comment on Twitch or YouTube, those comments will come in. I will be checking the other places routinely. But again, if you do want, you know, head over to YouTube if you want to see my, if you want me to see your comments as quickly as possible. And speaking of Twitter, let's start. Who are you and what are you? Danny Brown. Hey, Danny. Good to see you again. Head of podcast support and experience at Captivate. I was recently on his podcast with Mark Asquith, In and Around Podcasting. Check that out wherever you get your podcasts. So, Danny, thanks for at least commenting on Twitter. So the first thing I want to share on this live stream has nothing to do with podcasting, but it's like a huge personal win for me. And that, I'll switch to this one. This is a little bit better. Is that today I got my first ever royalties payment. So if you don't know, I am a published author, a 5 times published author, 6 times if you count the book that Matt Medeiros and I published together several years ago on how to start a podcast, which I guess that should count. So 6 times, because people bought that book. But I've been writing published books for 12 years. I've been writing unpublished books for even longer. And today I got my first royalties payment for my current book, HTML and CSS, A Visual Quick Start Guide. For those of you who don't know, I was in the tech space, in the web development space for a long time. This was the last book I wrote in that space before fully moving to podcasting. So really exciting, not emotional, I guess. Like, I'm Italian, and so we're emotional anyway. But it really... it meant a lot to see that come in, because the other books, because they're tech books, Thank you, Danny. Congrats on the room. Man, the latency is amazing on this stream. Kudos to like Ecamm Live, I'm going to guess, because there's virtually no delay, which is wonderful. Thank you, Danny. So it's like a testament to, what was I just saying? Right. So two of my books are, well, three of my books are not on the shelves anymore because they're tech books. And so like the WordPress book I wrote back in 2012 is mostly irrelevant today. There's like some stuff that's still good and smart, but like full site editing has basically null and voided that book. I wrote a book in 2013/2014 about responsive design with WordPress. That's pretty dated. That's very dated now. My third book was about Google Glass, the first one. So like that's definitely not relevant anymore. And so, you know, it's not like they were pulled off the shelves because they were terrible. They just became outdated. And so it's really great. 12 years in the making, kind of seeing a royalties check come in. If you're an author or you're working towards something, like patience and consistency and trying things, I guess, is maybe the lesson here. Really, really exciting to see that happen. Okay, so let's talk. You know, there's a reason that you're here. So my current show is called How I Built It. And if you don't know, this started as a show 8 years ago. I started it in 2016. As a way for me to interview WordPress developers and ask them, hey, how did you build that plugin? How did you build that theme? How did you build your WordPress-based business? And every episode, I would have the title question, right? How did you build that? And so the name made sense. And it was slightly unfortunate that 3 months after my show launched, NPR launched a show called How I Built This. But it didn't. I don't feel like it negatively impacted me at all, right? It's not like I would see a ton of downloads and then like a complete drop off the next week because people were confusing my show with their show. I'm sure our shows were showing up together in search, but my people were sticking around, right? I saw very consistent growth and I was really grateful and happy for that. I should also say, if you're watching on, I forgot to mention this. I forgot to do all the fun stuff in the beginning because there's just like a ton rattling around in my brain. I don't even know if I got. Yeah, I didn't really. Yeah, cool. OK, so if you want to. So a couple things. If you want to join my mailing list or my membership, which is Ad Freaks and a version of my podcast, you can go to howibuilt.it/join. That URL will change at the end of this, I guess. Not at the end of this, but in a couple of weeks. And if you're watching on YouTube, I also have super chats and super stickers enabled. And I'm pretty sure that they changed the color of my lights. So if you want to see my lights blink, you can do a super chat or a super sticker. And if they don't blink, I'll make them blink for you. Okay, so forgot to mention all that in the beginning. Anyway, so the show was like that for a long time. But as I grew or tried to grow, this is a lesson in niching down. When I was talking to WordPress developers, the show was very popular. Then I moved out to WordPress business owners, still did really well. When I moved to general business owners, I saw a significant drop off in downloads because I stopped giving my audience, in pursuit of a wider audience, I alienated my biggest fans. And it wasn't really clear to me at the time that I did that, but in retrospect, looking at the trends, that's definitely what happened. And so I kind of was very niche. I expanded out to more general, and then I contracted back to niche again. And so lately I've been talking to busy solopreneurs, right? So I went from like business owners to solopreneurs and creators to just solopreneurs, which, if you're a creator who's running a business, then you're also, maybe you're not a solopreneur, but, and so now I'm talking to solopreneurs and I haven't asked the question, how did you build that, in years, literal years. Probably the last time I asked that was pre-pandemic, maybe during the pandemic, but I had made a significant shift. And the catalyst for the change now is this blog post I wrote over at Podcast Workflows called What Makes Good Podcast Artwork. And actually, if we can, let's go to Ulysses here. In the archive, What Makes Good Podcast Artwork. If I scroll up here in Ulysses, there's a comment that says, this sentence below is when I decided to rename the podcast. Like, as I was writing this, I wrote this sentence. Plus, a lot has changed since then in the podcast landscape generally and for how I built it specifically. And then I go on to explain everything I just explained to you. So I made this comment here as like a little like, whoa. Remembrance to the catalyst, because the artwork doesn't reflect what I talk about on the show. It just doesn't. And if I do these podcast growth audits where a podcaster will pay me to review their show, the title, the tagline, the description, the episodes, the artwork, I'll listen to the intro, I'll listen to the outro, I will see what directories they are or are not in and their website. Like, I just do like kind of a full audit on the podcast to see why they're not attracting the right audience or why they're not growing. And I realized in writing this article that if I was auditing my own podcast, first, like with Joe Casabona, very few people know who Joe Casabona is. Relatively speaking. So like this does nothing except take space, right? How I built it doesn't tell anything about the show. The hammer combined with how I built it might tell people that this is construction general contractor show. And then there's a circuit board cityscape in the background, which might tell them tech. But all in all, this is like busy artwork that doesn't tell people anything about the show. The name How I Built It also doesn't tell anything about the show. In fact, I added like case studies from creators and solopreneurs as a tagline so people would understand. And so I realized like, hey, if I was actually, I think I made a footnote here saying like, and also the name. Where are we? Yes. Oh God. And the name too. And so I realized like if I was auditing my podcast, I would definitely tell myself, change the name, change the artwork, really reevaluate who your show is for today. And so that's what I've done. That's what I'm doing. And so I guess without further ado, I'll just like how long we're like 13 minutes into this and I haven't told you. So, drum roll. Do I have a drum roll? I think I have a drum roll. I must. I'm a drummer. No, are we not? We're not hearing. that could have been super cool. Do I have it, like, all the way down? Is that what's happening? The Streamlined Solopreneur. That is what I am calling the podcast. And needs to be created in MS Paint with a resolution of, oh, of course. Thank you, Tania. Yeah, absolutely. So if you were on my live stream a couple weeks ago, you kind of saw this process play out where I was messing with different concepts for the artwork. And I settled on like an hourglass with all the sand in the bottom. And then arrows going back into the top because I'm saving you time. And I'm going to tell you how I arrived at the name, but I'm really happy with the name Streamlined Solopreneur. And I think probably the best place to show you how I got to the name is, and please don't groan or leave, is ChatGPT. And now that I've unveiled the name, I can change the colors to match. Because I'm like a huge dork. I think I just changed the colors to match the artwork. Because I'm a huge dork. Okay, so this is not where I started. I started on the whiteboard behind me. which you could see here in Skycam. This is where I started, but I took all of the stuff on the whiteboard and put it into ChatGPT. And I basically said, I'm renaming my podcast. This is everything about it. Jackie, oh my gosh, I am just seeing the comments here. So hold up. Jackie D'Elia, thanks so much for being here. Jackie was, fun fact about Jackie, we both started podcasts, I think, early on. She helped me close out season one of How I Built It by each talking about what we learned. And she was the one who told me to not just host my files in WordPress. Like, she was like, you need an audio host. And I had used audio host before that, but I was like, does it matter? And she's like, here's why it matters. So shout out to Jackie D'Elia, who I think, who I think is a big credit to the success of the show. We were in a mastermind together. Jackie, good to see you. Thanks for being here. Tom Smith, thanks for being here. I'm glad you like it. Jackie also likes it. And Tom pointing out my dartboard is height regulation, which is true. Where do you see that? Do you see that back here? How did you see the dartboard? Was it in one of whatever? Let me know in the comments how you saw it. It is height regulation though, because I measured, and I wanted to make sure it was right. I got the dartboard because I've been watching a lot of John Boy Media, and they've been doing a fun series where they play Trivial Pursuit, and the board is divided into like six slices, and wherever you hit, that's a question. Oh, ChatGPT. Oh, I forgot about that. This is funny because I have it in my action button. I have it in my action button on my phone. And so I was probably hanging. I was hanging the dartboard at this point, and I was like, what's the height? Like, I left the instructions upstairs. So I have a dartboard, and it's really fun, and it's on the other side of the whiteboard. So if I need to, like, I can hide it with the whiteboard, but then if I just want to, like, chill out, I play some darts. Okay, anyway, that was, like, a long sidetrack. It seems like more people have joined the stream. So thank you for being here. Just check the comments really quick since I missed the ones that are actually piped to my phone or to my Ecamm Live. Okay, so the process. First, I redefined my audience, right? This is something I tell all of my coaching clients and students. Define your audience first. This is objective number one. And so my audience is busy solopreneur parents who want to spend time wisely by putting the right systems in place. I was really hesitant to learn or to use the word parents because I was worried I would alienate people. But going back to that lesson of like trying to expand out to attract more people actually hurt my show. And honestly, everything I talk about revolves around parent, like me being a parent. And so I feel like the story of parenting is inextricably attached to me and the way I approach teaching. And so that is what I decided to go with for my audience. I think this is really good. Checking the comments here. Jackie since retired the podcast and now sold the podcast. Congratulations on that. That's amazing. Content creator here on YouTube. Definitely check out Jackie's YouTube channel. It's a photography channel and it's pretty great. I've been enjoying it. Congratulations, Jackie, on your retirement. That's amazing. I'm really glad to see that. And then we were in a mastermind together. Our friend Matt Pritchett and Dave, my friend Dave was there for a while as well. Dave is a dad now, Which is crazy to me. So, Jackie, congratulations on your retirement. Definitely check out Jackie's YouTube channel. Okay, so, mission statement, right? Once I have the audience, I wanted to find the mission statement. The mission statement, is my podcast helps busy solopreneurs solve the problem of spending too much time in their business by giving them actionable advice to save time through systems, automation, and mindset. There should be commas here, but there are not. Then I did like a little bit of a word cloud, and some of the words I came up with were automation, processor, processes, toolkit, workflows, systems, build, solopreneur, and time. And then I gave it some of the name ideas that I had and said, does this make sense? I don't know if I need to do this. Like, this is nonsense, right? Because it's not making sense. It's just doing word association. But it said it makes sense. And then I didn't even ask it for a name explicitly. I just said I want to rename it. And so it came up with a few good ones. We iterated. I did ask to exclude the word parents from the title because I didn't want to be pegged as like a parenting podcast. And I completely hate the word parentpreneurs. Don't like that at all. I started to dial in. I liked the solopreneur's edge. And then my friend Brian informed me that edge means something different to like younger generations, and it's gross and not, which is really annoying. Like, are they, I know most people probably won't do that, but like make that association, but whatever. I think then there was like a time rich, and I want to point that one out because the time rich solopreneur, I liked that. And here's why I didn't go with it, because if you, the next step of this process was to get a few potential names and then do searches. And I want people to be able to discover my podcast through search. And so I wanted to find some words I could reasonably compete on. And time and rich are used in lots of podcast names. And so I don't think the time rich solopreneur would be a good one to compete on. So I did throw that out, and then I kind of took what ChatGPT gave me. But the thing that really, what really inspired me to say that, right? Because if we scroll down here, what about one word shows to communicate the mission? That's because one of my favorite podcast networks, Relay.fm, has a ton of shows that are just one word names. Analog, Automators, Bonanza, B-Sides, I guess. Clockwise, Conduit, Connected, Cortex, Departures, Downstream, Focused, Liftoff, Mac Power Users, which predates Relay.fm. Right. So like the first. Right. Is this the first? Yeah. The first multi-word title predates Relay.fm. Then there's Make Do But Material, Originality, Parallel. So lots of one word shows here. And they, now I should say, like, they are established. They have a big audience. They're probably not trying to compete on search, or like at least when they launched, didn't feel like they had to. But I still like the idea of a one word show. And so I asked ChatGPT, like, hey, what are some one words, and Streamline and Optimized came up. I liked Streamlined. And so I essentially did a search in Apple Podcasts. I did see that there was a show called Streamlined, but they haven't published since 2021. And so I felt pretty comfortable with that. And then the next thing I had to kind of think through was, okay, if Streamlined, or I considered Optimized as well, if I do Streamlined, I would still need the word solopreneur in there. And so I would have to have a tagline with the word solopreneur. And here's why. I'll bring this up. Let's see. Highlights, articles. This is going to be a disaster probably. Oh, nope. Excellent. So Asha, or Asha, throw my New York accent all over that. Asha recently did a study about the Apple Podcast algorithm, and they came to a bunch of findings, but these were some of the key findings that I highlighted. 97% of the top 10 podcasts effectively use their main keyword in their metadata. Fine, right? That's top 10. It's really hard to compete on the top 10, right? Like the Joe Rogan Experience. Like, is Joe Rogan the main keyword? I don't know. Also, like 97% of the top 10 podcasts. Like, that's an interesting note. But these 4 points were most interesting to me. Incorporating your primary keyword into the show's name can elevate your podcast by an average of 5 positions in search results. That's what I want. Using your keyword at least 5 times in the show description can boost your podcast by an average of 9 positions in search result. 9 positions. And then same thing with the episodes, right? Using your best keyword in episode titles and descriptions can lead to an average gain of 7 positions in search. So I had to make a consideration with the title tagline combination. Is solopreneur my main keyword? And if it is, then should it be part of the proper title? Could I say streamlined, or would I want streamlined colon something something solopreneur, right? And so sorry, I'm double checking a couple of things. So, oh, right. So if I do the streamlined solopreneur, then I could potentially use another keyword in the tagline, right? Whether that's time or time management or systems. And that's that. I haven't decided on a tagline yet because I want to do a little extra keyword research. And for the keyword research, I used Ahrefs, which full disclosure, former sponsor. I'm getting texts. This is live. I'm getting texts from my wife. Former sponsor, but I did pay for Ahrefs and did some cursory keyword research on some of these words. And that's how I landed on streamlined, because streamlined had a pretty decent keyword difficulty ranking, I think is what it is. And so, like, it's not super hard to rank for, but, like, there's also still searches for it, right? Where I was considering, like, the automated solopreneur, 0 searches for that term, or close to 0. Like, Ahrefs is like, we don't track that. Like, we don't look for that. So, so that's kind of how I came to the conclusion I came to with respect to the name and the artwork. Again, the art, I want the artwork to depict that you are gaining back time. You're winning back time. And so I thought the best way to do that without like an animation would be kind of illustrating sand going back into the top of an hourglass. Every time I say that, I hope I don't do this for the rest of my life now. Every time I say that, I think of Days of Our Lives, like sand through the hourglass. These are the days of our lives. So streamlined solopreneur, I'm still noodling on the title. I'm sorry, the tagline, but that's where I'm at. And then can I share my screen this way and then bring in, oh, that's very small. I do have a set of tasks here. Maybe I can just take a screenshot and share that instead. Yeah, that's pretty good, right? Better than the Wizard of Oz. um, So I do have a list of tasks for like kind of what's next. Can I zoom in on this and make it a little bit bigger? Yes. Excellent. So tagline and description are next. Like I said, I want to come up with a good description where I'm using probably my main keyword. Like I'll probably use a combination of the like solopreneur and automation. Oh, dang. we're seeing this happen in real time. Thanks, Danny. Loving the artwork. Running it through Use Only Pod podcast cover preview tool. You could see what it looks like on different apps and OSs, too. That's pretty amazing. Let's do that. Yeah. Let's do that right now. This is good live stream fodder, right? Like doing stuff live. And I'll switch to the bigger screen share so y'all can see it. Ooh, all right. Apple Podcast preview looks good there. Wow, I can't believe I didn't know about this tool. Google, RIP. RIP Google Podcasts. It goes away next week. Okay, so this is actually super interesting, right? Because you can't see the name, but you can still make out the hourglass here, which is good, but I might want to tweak that a little bit. Spotify looking good. I think like maybe I add a little bit more contrast so that the hourglass stands out even kind of in small lists. But I like the way that looks. Looking good in Pocket. I feel like my secondary color matches the Pocket Cast interface. Podcast Addict like that. This is like very few shows have like a yellow background. Well, very few popular shows. Apple Podcast Mac, that looks good. I figured that would look good. Wow, this is super neat. Thanks, Danny, for sharing this resource. I'm gonna retweet that, repost that. Looking good. So where's that screenshot now? Okay, so description, members artwork. I actually do have members artwork. I was like considering the name for that. I didn't want to just go with like plus or pro or max or whatever. But I did settle on accelerated. And I got some help from ChatGPT here where I'm like, what if I want to streamline faster? Like what are words associated with streamlining or optimizing faster? And accelerated was a word I really liked. So Streamlined Solopreneur Accelerated is the members only show. I didn't do a straight invert because the straight invert was like a really bright blue. And I wanted more of like the midnight blue. Matches my watch band and my laptop now. So I grayscaled this. So I like that. Like it gives it a little bit of a strong difference, right? It's like Sam Harris. Is it? No, that's My First Million. I forget now. But there's, is it Sam Harris? I'm going to have to look this up now. But there's one show where the host is like, hey, do you see the black artwork or the red artwork? If you see the black artwork, you don't have access to the whole episode. And I thought that was like a really good way to create FOMO. And then this is shout out to my designer buddy. He was my designer at Design Pickle. And then when he left Design Pickle, we reconnected. I reached out to him and I was like, hey, do you still do this stuff? I hope I'm not getting you in trouble for saying that. But I asked him to do like episode specific artwork too. And this is what he came up with, which I also really like. It gives a little bit of like a Twin Suns vibe, and I'm like a huge Star Wars fan, so I really dig that. But I think that this is pretty good, right? I might like mix up the background colors a little bit so that it stands out a little bit more. But all in all, I'm really happy with that. Okay, so sharing this members artwork. New website. Obviously, I need a new website. I got the domain, really psyched. I got streamlined.fm. I also bought streamlinedsolopreneur.com. So, but I was real, I was like streamlined.fm. I used to have like a moral objection with paying more than like $40 for a domain. But streamlined.fm is just too good. And so I did pick the .fm domains, if you don't know, range between like $70 and $100. So got streamlined.fm. I'm super psyched. So I'm working on the new website. The Universal Redirect, friends, I have 20 years experience in web design, and messing with HT access and regular expressions for things such as a universal redirect still freak me out. And I'm real confident in being able to do this, right? Like, it's, do I want to set up to, you know, I'm confident that I can easily do this, right? Grab the URL, anything that comes after the top level domain, which is like its own thing that you could pull out, just move to the next domain. But thinking through some of the technicalities of that, for example, on my host, which is Pressable, I can associate multiple domains with a single WordPress account, with a single WordPress site, which is what my website is, and then make one the primary domain. So do they, I got to look into, do they support universal redirects? If I do that, how am I going to redesign that site reasonably, right? I can make a staging site, yes. But then I got to make sure the content is synced. And I've never had, now Pressable might be different. I haven't tried this on Pressable, but I've never had a great experience syncing content between a production and a live and a staging site before making the site live. I don't know what it is. I've had situations where like the hosting company's script failed and didn't fully replace all of the staging URLs, which is wild. And like, I didn't know because the staging site was still live in public until I deleted the staging site and like all the images on my website broke. And I'm like, what the hell happened here? So like that part is giving me agita, which if you, agita is like an Italian word for heartburn, essentially. But I'm confident I can work through this. And like, you know, I talk weekly with my friend Brian, and he tends to understand these things a little. Like, we're both web developers of the same amount of time, but he more confidently understands these things than I do, I think. Update the socials, of course, and then the new trailer. I've been like bullish on having good trailers and good storytelling in trailers. And so that's something I'm really excited to work on. I will not be asking ChatGPT anything about the trailer. That's all going to come from my noggin. God, lots of comments coming in. I'm not seeing them. Matt, my lights didn't blink, so I owe Matt some blinking lights. Matt Medeiros, Matt Report, thank you very much for the super chat. He voted for Poopy McPoop Pod. Sadly, that got voted out by Bodie McBoatface. But thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate it. But he wants us. There's a no refund policy here. Jackie, I can do it. I assume that's in relation with respect to the super chat. So I'm sorry. The universal redirect. I think I can do it. I believe in me. It's just like not something I've done frequently. I'm certain I have done it. You know, for 8 years, I've been telling people to go to howibuilt.it/whatever and continue to until like everything is finalized here, right? Like, I'm not going to start calling the show Streamline Solopreneur until everything's rolled out. And so I want to make sure I don't break any of those URLs, especially because there's just going to be one day where I'm not saying that URL anymore, but that URL still needs to work for like last week's episode. So that's probably the biggest, and that, and like, you know, I get in the weeds of like redesigning a website. I don't want to write my own code. I try really hard to not write my own code, even though I can. I don't want to be in the business of like supporting my website and creating the content for it. So I try to use like a lot of out of the box stuff. The only exception I really make to that is like CSS, because I'm not using like bleeding edge CSS stuff with a bunch of prefixes, and it's usually to make some adjustments here and there, because the full site. Oh my gosh, Jackie, thank you so much. Can't let Matt be the only one. Blinking lights via my Stream Deck. Woo! Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank you for being here. It's really great seeing you. So thank you for the super chats for both Matt, from both Matt and Jackie. Really, really appreciate it. And I lost my train of thought. I got real excited and lost my train of thought there. Because like the full site editing is still like not where I want it to be. Every time I try to do like a native, like full site editing theme, I get immediately annoyed because I can't just like change the header. I have to like go to this place and change this template on this place and hope it works. And so I'll probably just use Cadence because that's what I've been using for a long time. And they get me a lot of the way there. Matt, I know Matt, Jackie too, probably. I know you're both Matt. I know for a fact that you're messing a lot with Anders Noren's themes. But like, that's like, if you're not customizing a lot, Anders' themes are great. Like, and you probably shouldn't customize his work. That's like, feels almost like painting a mustache on the Mona Lisa. but you know, if I have like a specific look in mind, I think like Cadence is probably the best thing for me. So, that's everything. I'm going to check the big board behind me. Update feed, socials, websites, document the whole thing. Check. That's the other thing I'm doing. I use Cadence for the WP Minute. Yeah, sweet. So let's see. I've got some more comments coming in. I use Cadence for the WP Minute. I'm a big fan of that. Super flexible, works really well. I don't know why I keep clicking my mouse, because I can actually. So Jackie asked, Matt answered, what camera are you using? Are you recording on? So this camera is the Sony a6400 with a fixed 16mm Figma lens, which is how I'm getting like the bokeh effect behind me. And then Skycam is courtesy of Apple's Continuity Cam on iPhone. All of this is controlled by Ecamm Live. So like if I do something here, I know how to use this. So is it? Oh, right. So I have a bunch of scenes set up is what I'm really driving at. And I am like zoomed in a bit on myself here in this camera view. Otherwise you'd get like a much wider shot. I'm trying to figure out why. Oh yeah, so if I turn off zoom and pan, this is what you see. You see my keyboard, more of my carpet and my workbench and my Star Wars lamp back here. Oh, and where my, this is dumb. My signed picture of Billy D. Williams in the background there. So, the Zoom is happening thanks to Ecamm Live, but yeah, the main feed is courtesy of the Sony a6400. And I guess we'll wrap up with this. If there are more questions, of course, keep bringing them. I'll keep checking the other social networks for questions as well. But Yeah, I got like weirdly lucky, I guess. I bought this setup, which actually, if I can steal the bag can for a second. Over here. Pressing too many things. So let's see if I do this. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, so this is the setup. There's the Sony with the lens. Elgato prompter here. And then I'm also using a capture card, which is plugged into my computer with a dummy battery. So there's some setup here, but I bought all of this back in February 2020. And I was struggling to, like, I was like watching YouTube videos to set it up, and I was struggling because I think they were basically all done by like videographers. Danny's asking the same, what camera and lighting setup are you using for front facing? Looks sharp. Yeah. Danny, Sony A6400 with the fixed Figma lens. And then for lighting, I'm using some key lights, which there's one. The other's facing the wall because I was getting uneven when it was facing me. I was getting, can I add myself? I think I can add myself here. Yeah, cool. When this one was facing me, I was getting uneven lighting. So I faced that towards the wall. So I'm getting like a like kind of a fill light. And then this is the main light, which I can control with my Stream Deck, right? So the knobs I'm turning over here. And then behind me, so that was not good. That's a key light air. That is a backlight as well, which separates me from the background a little bit. So there you go. And then if you're interested in my artwork, there's all my artwork. I was seeing a bunch of these videos, I think from videographers or like people who understood the medium, and like weren't really doing a great job of Sigma. You are Matt, you're right, it's a Sigma lens. Figma. I interviewed someone, shout out to Carla Fernandez, I interviewed her on my podcast, and we talked a whole lot about Figma, so that's just on the brain. And then thank you, Jackie. I'm really happy with this. I will remind people, let me finish this other story. February 2020, lots of videos not for beginners, made a video for beginners. Then the pandemic hit and lots of people wanted to up their game. And my video, like that video, is easily the top performing video on my channel. So like maybe I should do more video content. That's what the YouTube algorithm tells you, right? So I should say, by the way, that if we do, I guess we'll do like a quick flyover of all of the equipment. I will turn off zoom and pan here so that you can see. Can you see more of it? Oh, no. There we go. So I'll turn that off. So a quick flyover here. I'll put my face in the bottom again. My Rodecaster Pro 2. I think this is the Rode PS1, PSA1 for the arm, Shure SM7B, the Rokit studio monitors with the camera setup. Hope my desk isn't too messy. This pen is the Baron Fig Squire, love it. Mac Studio, two Stream Decks, Keychron K2. iPad, which I will sometimes use for drawing. It's not connected to the computer right now, but it usually fills this spot. Now you've seen me several times. And then, yeah, the other key lights. And then this is where the Skycam usually sits. So that, like, this arm, this L arm comes out and faces this direction. So there you go. Yeah. What? Oh, man. Comments from X syncing over here. Elgato powered. Yeah, Jason, thanks for being here. Yes, this whole desk, like 90% of the desk is Elgato powered. It's just too good. I'm a huge fan of Elgato stuff. I am very curious as to how your comment came through on the live stream, like in Ecamm. Interesting. If you know the answer to that, I would love the answer to that, because I've been getting like other comments and they haven't been showing up here in Elgato. So Jason, thanks for being here. Thanks for watching. Thanks for everybody who has tuned in. This has been a really popular live stream. And in case you're like tuning in and you're like, oh, did I miss the big reveal? Again, the name of the podcast will be called Streamline Solopreneur. I'm doing a podcast interview, like I'm guesting on a podcast at the end of April. And I gave all of this information, like with the new artwork and the link. So it will all have to be done at the very latest end of April. I didn't want to do it beginning of April. Like I didn't want to change the name on, say, Monday because it's April Fool's Day. And I didn't want people being like, this is a weird April Fool's Day joke. So if you are making big announcements, I generally try to avoid April Fool's Day. At least in the United, I don't know if this is a universal thing or a multi-country thing, but in the United States, notably Gmail launched on April Fool's Day 2004. And because I was a blogger user, I got access really early. And I was like, this is surely a joke. 1 gigabyte of storage, or I think it was 1 gigabyte of storage for email. And that was just like madness. Photoshop is updating for some reason. So Jackie has the same mic and loves it. Yes, I our friend Sean Hesketh has turned me into an audiophile a bit. And I know like every podcaster or a lot of podcasters have this. I think you're going to how I want to know. Digital Asset Congress, the Digital Asset Congress. Oh, cool. I will check this out. Thank you. I want to know how these comments are. I'm like not seeing them on the stream either. Or on Twitter. But yeah, I will check that out. Thank you, Jason, for that. But I tried a bunch of microphones, and this one just happened to be the best for my voice. So yeah, big fan of this. All right. I don't see any questions coming in. Any other questions coming in? I'll give it like 30 seconds, even though the latency is like 5 seconds. But thank you so much for tuning in. For the big reveal. Thanks so much for the active chat. Shout out to Matt and Jackie for the super chats. I really appreciate you. I'm planning to go live more and more often talking about stuff like this. So be sure to subscribe to this channel or follow wherever you happen to be watching. If you do want to get behind the scenes stuff early, you can head over to howibuilt.it/join and become a member of the podcast, which will soon be called Streamline Solopreneur Accelerated. So it'll probably be like streamlined.fm/join soon. But for now, it's howibuilt.it/join. And of course, I need to include this last one because tomorrow is a high holy day for baseball fans. I know it's Holy Thursday. I'm also Catholic, so maybe I'm contractually obligated to make this joke. But Holy Thursday, first day of baseball season, Yankees playing the Astros at 4. Super excited for this season. Go Yankees. Tom, thanks for being here. Jason, thanks for your comments. Danny, thanks for your comments over on Twitter. Really appreciate everybody jumping into the chat. And gosh, I guess I'm going to have to come up with a new sign-off. Because it's usually get out there and build. My browser is crashing, so I can't even like see it on Arc. I just went to see like what the remaining Twitter comments were, and it's like crashing now. Yes, Danny, have a great rest of your Wednesday. Also enjoy Easter. Thanks so much. I'm gonna have to come up with a new sign off because get out there and build something isn't going to make sense soon. But for at least a few more times, thanks so much for watching. Until next time, get out there and build something.